Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand has provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings are mine with 10,000 beside. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand has provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank You for this time that You have given us to gather in Your name in this church and also online to worship together on this first Sunday in October. Thank You for the gift of life in this world that You have given us, Lord. Thank You for another day to live in this world. It is all Your grace and it is all because of Your mercy. Yes. Thank You for the health and strength You have given us to get up this morning and to be here. Lord, we thank You for all the manifold blessings You shower upon us. As we remember that God so loved the world that He sent His Son to die for us, we also remember each other as Christians united in love around the world to celebrate the Holy Communion today. And the power of the Holy Spirit at the table today from every culture, every land, every people and every global situation possible. Help us to remember that You will never abandon us when we walk through the struggles alone. You are always there even when we fail. Lord, give us the eyes to recognize Your reflection in the eyes of Christians everywhere. Give us a mind to accept and celebrate the differences. Give us a heart big enough to love Your children everywhere. We thank You for Your presence in our midst today, Lord. Help us to worship You in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and in heaven. We thank You and glorify You. Bless us with Your presence in our singing, in our prayers, in the meditation of the word and the Holy Communion that we partake today. Bring honor and glory to Your name and blessing to Your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. Yeah. As you remain seated, we will be singing "There is a Fountain Filled with Blood." 622, we will sing verses 1 and 5. Continue with our Psalm 23 reading. It is on page 754 and also on the screen. You try to memorize it if possible, and Miss Lou will lead on that. Please stand if you are able.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. You prepare the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
Truly goodness and mercy shall follow me
all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. You saw that some of the lines are cut off to see if you remember it. No, I could not get it on the full screen. That's why. Our prayer time now, we come before God, trusting in God's faithfulness. God has shown us, he has been faithful in the past. So we trust in his promises and his faithfulness as we come before God in prayer, that he will answer our prayers according to his time and will. Let us share our prayers of blessings so that we can thank God for the blessings that we have in our lives. And also at the same time, lift up our prayers of concerns and burdens together as a church family. The regular prayer requests are listed at the back of the bulletin. If you want to turn that to the back, the last boxes there are listing the regular prayer requests. Let us continue to pray for these people and these items. Remember them in our regular prayers. A couple of call outs there. Eleanor Nicholson, who is in hospice care, Terry's mom, please keep her in our prayers, and also Terry and the family who are preparing for the hospice care for Eleanor. And continue to keep Carol in our prayers, and she is slow recovery and progress. Please continue to pray for Wayne as well, as he's taking care of her. Plus pray that God will bless them with peace and His comforting presence every day. Pray for George Varghese, as he's also slowly progressing. And I heard that he had two tubes. One of them came out, which is a good one, good thing. So he has one more tube to come out so he can start feeding through his mouth. Please pray for the people of Puerto Rico and Florida and South Carolina that is affected by the hurricane and the problems there. Please pray that God will give them the grace at this time, and also the needed grace for the people who are doing recovery efforts and support for the people there. Keep Jennifer Berry, Martha's daughter, in your prayers, as she had a bad accident. As she's recovering, please keep her and family in our prayers. Let us keep our nation in our prayers, and the president, the vice president, and the leaders of the Congress and governors of the state who are making decisions. Let us pray that God will give them the wisdom to do the right thing. And also let us continue to keep the service workers, our delivery people, military, fire, police, many, many others who support us on a daily basis, that God will give them the grace and also keep them safe and their families say. So let us keep them in our prayers as well. The scripture says that we have the confidence in God when we approach Him, that if we ask anything according to His will hear us. And if we know that He hears us, we know that we have received what we asked of Him. Eternal and loving God, we thank You for this time that You have given us to come together as a church family during this prayer time. We thank You for the gift of life along with all the blessings You give us, Lord, in spite of what we do, in spite of where we are. Your mercy and grace always follow us, Lord, and we thank You for that. Help us, Lord, always to be grateful for the gift of life and the opportunities that You have given us to do Your work in this community and around the world. We thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die for us, who rose from the dead so that we can have eternal life and be called Your children. We thank You for that also. We also come before You with our burdens and concerns at this time. You are the source of all good things, and You desire only good things for us, Lord. As we bring before our brokenness before You, You are the one who can heal us, Lord, and some of us are broken in our hearts, in our spirits, and in our bodies. We need Your healing, Lord, at this time. Touch us, Lord, with Your healing hand. When we are lonely, You become our friend, and when we go through life's sorrows and loss, You give us comfort and peace. We lift up all those who need Your protection and guidance and healing at this time, particularly the ones who have lifted up here. We pray for Eleanor and Terry's family. We pray for Your comforting presence and peace with them at this time. We pray for Carol. Bless her with Your healing hand and touch her, Lord, that she will be completely recovered. And pray for Wayne as he is taking care of her also. Bless them with Your comforting presence and peace. We thank You for the continued progress that You are giving to George Varghese. Bless him with Your grace and patience every day. Bless his family also with Your peace. We pray for Jennifer Berry as she is recovering from the accident. Touch her with Your healing hand, Lord. Recover her back to normal, Lord. We pray for her family and Martha and all those who are caring for her, and also Martha and Rich as Martha is going through the chemo next cycle. Bless them with Your grace and peace. We pray for the people of Puerto Rico and Florida and South Carolina who got hit by the hurricane. We pray for Your grace upon them. We pray for Your blessings on those people who are doing recovery efforts there, that they will have all the facilities that they need there, Lord. We pray for our nation at this time, particularly during the election time. We pray for our president, our vice president, our leaders of the Congress, the governors of the state, and many others who make decisions, that they will fear God and make decisions with Your wisdom, that the Holy Spirit will guide them, Lord. Above all, we pray for unity and peace in this country and around the world. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many, many others who support us on a daily basis. Bless them with your grace, Lord. Above all, we pray for their safety and their family's safety. We pray for your presence in our midst today, Lord, as we take part in the worship, in the communion, all that we hear today, Lord, that will bring blessing to your people and honor your name, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. Touch each and every one of us, Lord, with your hand and the power of the Holy Spirit as we go from this place, that we can be powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please. Stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the opportunity that you give us to give ourselves and our time, our money, our witness for the presence of your kingdom in this world. We thank you for the opportunities that you give us, Lord. Help us to be faithful in our giving, for God loves a cheerful giver. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We thank you for all those who were able to give today, and we pray for those who could not give today. Cover them and protect them with your love, Lord, and bless us, Lord, to be your faithful witnesses for you wherever you place us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Our scripture reading today is taken from the letter to Romans by Paul, chapter 8, verses 28 through 38. If you are able, please stand for the scripture reading. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 38. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will he not also, along with Him, graciously give all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present or the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. We are nearing the end of our series on the Psalm 23 lessons that we have been studying for the last several weeks. And after today, we will have one more lesson next week. And then we will close that next week. The week after that, that 16th, we will be hearing from Miss Lou preaching here in the church. I have to take a class all day on Saturday and take an exam. So I thought I need somebody to help me for the sermon. So she is a retired preacher. So we look forward to hearing from her on the 16th on Sunday. So let us prepare for that and pray for her. And pray for me too, as I'm taking this course. I have to do that. It's a mandatory course you have to take. Today we are the last verse that we see in Psalm 23, that very familiar with, that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. David is optimistic, and David is affirmative that God is going to be with him regardless of where he is in his life situation. So when you say goodness and mercy, those are two attributes of God that we know that we use regularly. You know, when we say that, oh my goodness, what does that mean? Oh my God. So that's what, oh my goodness, we say that. And also when we say about mercy, a lot of times Christians say, Lord, have mercy. The mercy is something that you don't go to people, you go to God for. So goodness and mercy are two attributes of God that only God can provide and God can give. God is the only good one. And the goodness of God is that He gives us everything that we need, in spite of what we are or where we are, regardless of our condition, regardless of our failures. He gives us everything that we need. That is the goodness of God. And that is what we need to live in this world physically. And the mercy of God is spiritual more than material. It is spiritual. He forgives us for all the things that we do every day. He does not punish us according to our iniquities. That's what we read in Psalm 103. So God is so, he's full of mercy, so full of mercy, that he forgives our shortcomings and our failures. He does not punish according to our sins that we commit. So goodness on one hand is the goodness and the blessings of God that he showers upon us. And the mercy is the grace of God that forgives us so that we can have eternal life with him. So one is for our body and our living in this world. The other is for our spiritual eternity that God is giving us through the mercy of his, and grace. And one is temporal, goodness, and mercy cares for the spiritual. Goodness is the blessing of God, and the mercy shows the love of God. Goodness convicts us of our sin, and mercy offers pardon when we sin. So goodness is, as some people say, that goodness is God's hand giving you everything, and mercy is his heart that loving us and forgiving us in spite of what we do. So David has experienced all of these things in his life, just like we do. He had failures and he had successes. He had plenty of blessings and he had hard times and problems and griefs in his life. So he looks at God as the shepherd. He knows that not only in this world, but also in the world to come, my shepherd is going to be good, regardless of where, because it is his nature to be good. It is in his nature to be good and merciful and kind. And he says, all I am and I have is only because of the goodness and mercy of God. We can trust that the Lord's outflowing blessings will remain with us no matter what our circumstances may be. And David says that in many Psalms. In Psalm 27, we read that he said, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We read that. And he also writes in Psalm 31, how abundant are the good things that God has stored up for those who love him. And in Psalm 69, he also still writes that, in your great mercy, turn to me, O God, and in your goodness of love, I trust. So in most of his Psalms, the goodness and the mercy of God are common themes that he brings out in his songs. God is the good shepherd who is filled with goodness and filled with mercy. As the shepherd of our life, the Lord provides for personal care, guidance and companion and protection and security. And our eternal host, as the eternal host of our soul, God prepares a place for us so that we can be together with him. So he not only cares for us physically, but he also cares for us spiritually. And we know that because God so loved the world, so loved us, that sent his only son to die for us in this world. He came here to save us from our sins so that we can have an eternity with God together after this life in this world. Follow the goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life means that it accompanies you regardless of where you go. God pursues even when we don't deserve his goodness and could not earn his mercy. David is certain that God is going to be with him regardless of where we are in our situations. So it is a confidence in God, that God's presence is going to be with us regardless of where we are. It is something that he is so sure of. I don't know if you know the millionaire game. It used to be in the past. There are several variations now in the millionaire game. And there was one time there was a contestant who came through all the questions and he answered all the questions. And he came to the last questions, which is the $1 million question. And when the question was popped up, he knew the answer to it. So he was excited. But at the same time, he had one more helpline that he could use. That is to call somebody and ask for help. And he didn't need any help. But he still used that helpline to call his father. And he called his father not to ask for help. He called his father to tell him in front of the world that he's going to win the game. Okay. That's what the confidence that he had, and that same confidence is that what David has in God. It is not just a hope. You know, it's just not just to hope that it's going to turn out well. It's not that. It is a confident expectation that God is going to be there with me regardless of where we are in our lives. And His presence is going to be there till eternity. And David is certain of that, and we got to be certain of that also. And it says that in James, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and come down from Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of changing. God does not change. We change. We change according to circumstances. People change. World events change. The world itself will change. But God does not change like shifting shadows. And when it comes to mercy, mercy, as I told you, is the heart of God. The word goodness is also very closely connected with mercy when it comes to the Hebrew languages. The word mercy and goodness are closely connected with one word in Hebrew called hesed. And that means hesed is to do with God's mercy and forgiveness. It also has to do with many other terms that we use: grace, love, kindness, loyalty, faithfulness. All of these can be combined into one word in Hebrew that is used by David when he says mercy. So God is merciful to us. God is forgiving to us. God shows grace to us. God shows His steadfast love to us. All that things are rolled into one word, hesed, or which means mercy. So the goodness of God supplies everything that we want, and mercy and forgives us every sin of ours. And one of the writers write like this: goodness and mercy by themselves are not alone. We need not goodness alone, for we are sinners in need of mercy. Not mercy alone, for we are fragile and need of goodness. We need them both. We need both the goodness of God, and also we need the mercy of God. Maybe our days are filled with many things that we worry about, or we are burdened with in our sickness, in our grief, in our separation, or all the day-to-day responsibilities that are tiring us every day. But in the midst of that, there is a confident expectation that we can hold on to, is that there is a shepherd who not only cares for me in this world, but also who is going to care for me in the days to come in eternity. For some of us, the future may be filled with anxiety and fear, but we don't have to be afraid. There is a shepherd who goes in front of us, who goes behind us, and that we will read that, and he says that he follows me all the days of my life. And then the next, the last word that we will discuss next week is going to be, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So it is an eternal presence of God that is with us all the time, regardless of where we are in our situations. David concludes the psalm with the assurance of the future. Not only he gives us green pastures and still waters in this world, but my shepherd provides everything that I need for eternity. And we will be all joining together because of the goodness of our shepherd and the mercy of our shepherd, regardless of how we lived in this world, where we lived in this world. We are all going to have that hope of eternity together with God, because God is a good God. Regardless of where we are and how bad we turn out, He still loves us, and He would not let us get lost in this world. He's a good shepherd who came to die for us, as the good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. And David has experienced many things, like I told you in the past. There were highs and lows. David's life was full of triumphs and failures. He had sin in his life, and he murdered people. But even in spite of that, God blessed him as the greatest king of Israel. Because when God chooses, He does not choose because of our merits. Amen. He chooses because of His grace. And it is not because of who we are. It is only because of who He is. Yes. So let us be confident when we go that He's a great God. He's a great shepherd and a good shepherd. And He is full of mercy and kindness. Let us share that love and mercy and kindness to this world as we go from this place. As we take part in this communion, please join this table as we celebrate the communion together with all the people around the world, united in spirit and united in as one body in Christ, regardless of race, culture, color, language, geographic situations, wherever we are. People in China, Korea, Japan, and all of them are celebrating around the world this Holy Communion. In South America, North America, Canada, wherever you are, Australia, what continents of the world are celebrating this Holy Communion together because of God's grace. So let us join this table. All are welcome. It's an open table. As we join together, let us take part in this communion with the unity of spirit. You can find one of these laminated sheets there. We'll follow that for the Holy Communion. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and prayers. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he took the bread. He gave thanks to you and broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we proclaim the mystery of faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all our honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Joining the Holy Communion.
Thank you all for joining together so we can celebrate the Holy Communion, particularly on this World Communion Sunday. We are so happy that we can join together. And after the service, we will sing Amazing Grace together. You can sing in Spanish, we will sing in English. And that is going to be a rejoicing that we can do it together. And Pastor Nelson is the pastor of that church. And we will work together in this community as God guides us to reach out. As the ushers guide you, you can follow this line here. We can take part in the communion. You will serve. You can come and serve with me. Let us pray. Pastor Nelson will be praying in Spanish first, then I will pray in English.
Let's pray. Señor mi Dios, le damos gracias en esta precioso día, Señor, por ser nuestro Dios. Gracias por este hermoso tiempo en el cual recordamos, Señor, su Santa Cena, el cuerpo de Cristo, Señor, y su sangre que usted derramó en la cruz. Le suplicamos y le pedimos, Señor, que lo podamos poner en nuestro corazón y lo sigamos haciendo como un solo cuerpo en Cristo, las dos iglesias, recordando, Señor, que usted nos trajo salvación a través de su sacrificio. Le pedimos, Señor, que seamos nosotros, Señor, los que pongamos en nuestro corazón en mantenernos fieles y santos delante de su presencia para poder ser participantes de la Santa Cena que usted nos enseñó. Ayúdenos, Señor, a caminar con usted y ayude al pastor también Mateo presente y a su congregación a poderlo amar, Señor, y a poder disfrutar de este hermoso tiempo. Nos ponemos en sus manos en el nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amén.
Amén. Eternal God, we give thanks to you for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. As I said, we will be singing Amazing Grace together. It's on page 378. If you are able, please stand for this singing. Also, I had a ring that we found from the parking lot. If anybody lost a ring, please contact me. I have it here. Amazing Grace, let us sing.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious came that grace. comfort, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures.
You'd sing six.
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Praise God, 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 praise God.
People of God, know in the knowledge that God is a good shepherd. Regardless of where we are, His goodness and mercy are going to follow us. Go in peace, knowing that He is going to be there with us. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.